FM is POC. Your story matters. Abraham.
7,500 runners from Zambia to the world. Wa Zambia. Well done. Thank you for making the Absa Marathon an unforgettable experience. Your strides showcase our tenacious Zambian spirit that we are proud to share. Zambia Kuchalo. Let's make the Absa Marathon bigger and better next year. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. EIB hints at possible electricity tariff increase. NASFAS warns of potential maize losses in the 2025 to 2026 rainy season due to storage constraints. Bolsonaro sentenced to 27 years in prison for plotting Brazil coup. To present the news, I'm Lucille Ogondwe. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has hinted a likely increase in electricity tariffs to ensure power utility ZESCO becomes self-sustainable. The ERB Director General, Engineer Elijah Sichone, has emphasized the need for a balanced approach considering both ZESCO's needs and consumer interests. Engineer Sichone explains that the challenges leading to ZESCO's emergency tariff approval still persist, hence the need for a long-term solution. He spoke to Phoenix News in an interview.
The thing is that customers generally don't want these short-term measures because remember, the emergency tariffs are approved on a three-month basis and reviewed. But so for industries and even other customers, they want planning that is a bit more long-term, you know, so that can plan and ensure that, you know, whatever it is for energy, you know, it's planned for accordingly. So the thing and something that we're going to do is to ensure that, you know, going forward, I think the tariffs are such at such a level that it would ensure that, you know, ZESCO is sustained in terms of its operations to meet the consumer needs. But at the same time, we balance with the fact that consumers also need electricity to be at affordable tariffs.
The National Association for Smallholder Farmers in Zambia, NASFAS, has warned that the predicted normal to above normal rains in the 2025 to 2026 rainy season could devastate over 3 million metric tons of maize currently harvested. NASFAS Executive Director, Dr. Frank Kayula, is concerned that with storage capacity at about 2 million metric tons, large volumes of maize are at risk. Dr. Kayula is further concerned about delayed export approvals and limited finance to pay farmers, leaving some harvests stacked at collection points vulnerable to rain damage and spoilage. He is proposing swift action from the Treasury and other authorities to operationalize cabinet approvals on exports and speed up payment to farmers so that stock can be cleared from depots. On Wednesday this week, the Southern African Development Community, SADC, through the 31st Southern African Regional Climate Outlook Forum, projected normal to above normal rainfall across much of the region in the 2025 to 2026 rainy season.
So far, we have deepened what we are able to purchase. We are now even using their satellite depots for storage. Normal depots are full, 1.1 million metric tons. Very full. And we are delaying exporting the maize, the supply, so that we have storage capacity for the remaining. And we are likely to have our maize stock to be in a region of not less than 50,000 metric tons, maybe even towards 200,000 metric tons if we are not careful. I think decisions must be made by the Treasury that export begins now if either we have the surplus destroyed by rain. I know that cabinet has already approved, but the system is slow.
Political analyst Francis Chipili is calling on youthful presidential aspirants to merge their efforts to strengthen their support from the electorate ahead of the 2026 general elections. Welcoming the recent formation of the Development Progressive Party, DPP, by politician Antonio Mwanza, Mr. Chipili has underscored the need for a political party driven by fresh ideas and ideological discussions. He's urging young politicians like Mr. Mwanza, Nkana Member of Parliament Bino Mpundu, and Kamvinsa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe to come together and form a formidable political party that can challenge the status quo. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chipili believes that such a party will bring the much-needed intellectualism to the political landscape which is currently lacking. While Mr. Chipili doubts that any of these young leaders will win the 2026 elections, he's hopeful that their efforts will pave way for a young leader to succeed in the 2031 general elections, and wishes such a political party was formed to allow it to mature politically and gain more experience.
What should have been more interesting is to have the Antonio Mwanza of this world, Bino Mpundu, Christopher Kangombe, these guys come together and form a formidable party that will take over from these previous political parties that lack intellectualism in terms of positioning and in terms of ground mobilization. If Zambia is going to move away from Kadarism, we need the political parties from the young ones or academic politicians that are based on policy discussions, on ideological discussions, rather than just drumming up support or voting cadres from one location to another.
Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited stands at the center of a storm over pollution, livelihoods and accountability. Its February 2025 incident that released approximately 50,800 metric tons of mining waste into the Kalusali stream, a tributary to the Kafue River. Details in this report.
In February this year, Zambia was shaken by one of its worst environmental disasters in recent history, the pollution of the Kafue River by Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited. What followed was a storm of outrage, apologies, and a national debate on the balance between investment and environmental protection. The pollution affected hundreds of families downstream, with their drinking water contaminated, their crops withered, and livelihoods disrupted. Sino Metals Chairman Zhang Taiwen issued an apology over the pollution while requesting that the mine be allowed to resume production.
I can assure you that the company will remain full committed and we will work thoroughly from the government to ensure a safe and effective assessment and the remediation of the environment impact. I sincerely request that the government consider the resumption of operations if we meet the conditions.
His assistant, Chief Executive Officer Martin Amukusana, now elaborates on measures being put in place to mitigate the pollution.
The number one of the 13 items. Out of the 13 items,
but environmentalists are not convinced and warn of long-term effects. Kama Kens is Care for Nature Zambia Executive Director.
Because this site is still a hazard to society. Some of the areas that they need to excavate are as far as from 5 centimeters to 50 meters, which is quite deep. So we feel that they've got a lot of work to do. The comprehensive report has not yet been issued, which is now going to give measures which is supposed to be taken.
Government leaders have been walking a tightrope between safeguarding investment and protecting citizens. Vice President Mutale Nalumango, who on Wednesday this week visited Sino Metals plant, now highlights that a comprehensive cleanup process and full compensation will be done once the report is submitted by an independent assessor.
So the compensation that people have been given and that is published for me is tangible, subject to the assessment, and I must apologize for the delay.
And Acting Minister of Green Economy and Environment, Collins Nzovu, gave the